making a difference in our community. This is Shannon Yates. Shannon, thanks so much for being a part of Women of Influence.
Thanks for having me.
Well, one of the questions we've been asking is, what are some of the biggest challenges that you face each and every day through what you do?
Definitely been challenging to get out there and compete when you don't have necessarily a unique product. So, you know, the biggest thing for us is how to market ourselves, how to get our website presented out to the public, getting people to understand that supporting a small retailer is supporting their community as a whole. You're supporting an individual, a family, who's then employing other individuals to aid their families and making a community sustainable. So for me in particular, who's got brands that are carried worldwide everywhere else, that's the biggest challenge, is helping people understand the importance of supporting that small local business as opposed to buying off Amazon or something like that.
And how did you become involved in getting this business off the ground?
That was 11 years ago. I was actually working for a large corporation, and so was my partner, Zach Trainer. And that's back in around 2008, 2009. We just sort of had a shift in mentality and where we wanted to be. We didn't want to be necessarily in the city anymore or working for anyone else. And we both had a big interest in restoration, recycling, reusing, interior design. So we just sort of thought, hey, let's find a big old building. We're both very fond of the water and outdoor spaces. So it was a big old building near water, basically, was our criteria, and stumbled upon Gananoque. I'd actually never even been here before. And we stumbled upon Gananoque and the beautiful building we have today. And from there, we sort of spoke with the community and asked the community what they wanted. So what we have here actually morphed out of speaking to people within our community. And so that's how we came up with the brand name clothing and the European style coffee shop and eventually the yoga space.
And what advice would you give to other women if they wanted to get involved in this, in a similar business like yours?
I mean, not necessarily just specific for women, but for everybody. There are hardships and obstacles constantly, and you just have to take it one day at a time, tackle one thing at a time, check it off the list, and that gives you room to move forward.
Exactly. And and finally, what accomplishment are you most proud of? It doesn't have to necessarily be an award that you won, but it's just something that you feel most proud of.
I mean, I don't necessarily know if I've won particular things. Sometimes I do stand back from this building, the transformation that we've brought upon this building, and I'm in awe that we actually did it, that we actually made it happen. When you're in it, you don't necessarily really see what's happening. So to stand back and look at these spaces and other things that have come out of the community, things that have now opened up in Gananoque, that's sort of just that in itself is something we're pretty proud of.
You can listen to all of our Women of Influence interviews at gananoquenow.ca.